Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Early on in the pandemic, a group of Irish mothers began organising volunteers to support pregnant women and mothers living in direct provision. With 60 volunteers across the country, the DANU project has been providing maternity kits with basic baby essentials to asylum seekers in centres across Ireland. Drive Time's Della Kilroy has this report.
It's not easy, believe me, as a family to live in direct provision for 6 years. We don't have any privacy. It's really difficult, especially for a mother of children.
That's mother of four, Zee. Having arrived in Ireland from Al Jazeera, she's been living in direct provision with her children for the past 6 years. With a young baby, she's one of dozens of mothers benefiting from maternity kits donated from volunteer-led organisation, the DANU Project.
So my children are all small and it's really hard for me to manage with all of them. As I am asylum seekers, I don't have any support and I'm afraid that when we get our freedom, our health will not come back.
What has it been like being a mother to a newborn during the pandemic, living in direct provision?
The first problem we go through as mothers, new mothers, as asylum seekers, we are all the time in stress and fear. Who's not scared from COVID-19 now? It's a nightmare for all of us. Woman gives birth in hospital, she can get the COVID, which is really dangerous in her life and the baby. So she will come back at the center. It's very scary and stressful. You know, as asylum seekers, we have nobody here, like no family, not a lot of friends. So how is it important for us to somebody ask about us? So it's really difficult for a new mother who has baby.
The DANU project was set up by a group of volunteers, mainly mothers, at the start of the pandemic. They've been providing mental health support and maternity kits with basic essentials for asylum seekers and their babies. Louisa Ní Éadan is a founding member and maternity kit project leader.
So every adult who is residing in a direct provision accommodation centre will receive €38.80 per week. For every child, a parent will then receive an additional €29.80 per week. And parents can also apply for an exceptional needs payment. That will usually mean someone might get between €50 or €100 as a once-off payment that can help them to get any supplies or equipment that they need for their new baby. So the amount of money that parents are trying to survive on, it's very difficult to cover even the basics. So what we do is we have a network of representatives across direct provision centres all over the country, and they help us to coordinate the needs of anyone who's pregnant in the centres. So we'll then work to get them a kind of starter kit. So that will cover everything from nappies to hygiene supplies, maternity clothes. We then take donations of kind of high quality pre-loved equipment, so buggies and bouncer seats. In terms of additional supports, we run pre and postnatal online yoga and Pilates classes. And these are especially designed to be practiced with limited space, because for many people, it's really a small piece of space next to their bed is all that's available for them to do something like this. It can also be challenging for people who don't have experience of the Irish maternity care or medical system for them to understand what they can expect and what supports are available.
Eve Lee has been volunteering with the DANU project in Donegal since last Christmas. She's been helping to coordinate donations to families who recently moved into a new direct provision centre based in Letterkenny.
Residents started to transfer into the new centre in Letterkenny, I think about 2 months ago now. They're all families that have moved into Letterkenny. So we've been helping with nappies and wipes and formula and clothing, basically. Some of them have transferred with very little clothing for their children. And with the allowances that they get, it's so little. You know, it's scary moving to a new place. And the people in Donegal have been great. They've been so good donating, like, children's clothing. We wash and we iron them, and then we package them into boxes. We don't just give them things. We take their requests and then we deal with it that way. They're very happy that there's someone there to support them. And it makes me happy that everyone's been very good with wanting to help the new residents that have come into Letterkenny.
Back with Z, a mother of four living in direct provision. She told me how the maternity kit helped her after the birth of her youngest baby.
When I start to receive nappies and wipes and baby stuff, that's helped me to save some money for myself. The small money you get from the government, you will spend on your children. So what about us? As we are women, as we are mothers, we need to take care of ourselves. As mothers, as women, like, take care of us. It's really important.
And that is the Danu project. That was Mother of Four, Z, ending Della Kilroy's report.